Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46, end of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that's coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven
images.
I'm
going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his whole program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Atom, Martha Water. Peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon. here for the Gathering of Christ Church. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Ramon Karab, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy here on this broadcast. It is June 10th, 2022, 7:13 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I pray you brothers and sisters out there are well this evening, that you've had a blessed week. Definitely the weeks are moving faster and faster. The days are definitely flying by, and, you know, more and more challenging, it seems, from week to week, day to day. So much things are coming out right now. So many things are happening right now. So I pray you brothers and sisters out there are safe, doing well, and are blessed as we are getting ready to go into the weekly Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, starting at sundown, which is Friday night, hence the title, Friday Night Sabbath, starts the Shabbat, or the Sabbath day. So I want to give all praise, honor, and glory to the Most High, Ahaya, that's the Most High God's name in the Hebrew, his son, whose name is Yeshaya in the Hebrew, whom the world calls Jesus Christ, as well as the Holy Spirit, which is Ruach in the Hebrew. Okay, I want to give all praises for being here for another Sabbath, to be able to show the heavens and the heavenly realm that we are in tune and following as a sign to our Heavenly Father that we are following him and not following the course of this world, being that the world reveres the first day of the week, which is Sunday, as a Sabbath day. So these are signs, and anytime we get an opportunity to partake in this day to show him that we are following and serving him, obedient to him, it's always a blessing, all right? It's also a blessing to be here before you, brothers and sisters. It's never promised to be here for our bi-weekly broadcast that we have going right now, as there's so many things going on. It's always challenging to get through all the weekly tasks, the daily tasks, to put together the information, to be able to be here before you in a presentable form and make sure the information flows and it's on point with what we're looking to accomplish with what we're bringing out, all right? So all praises and thanks for being here. And, you know, probably try to keep things condensed within an hour space with the information tonight, but definitely very jam-packed full of very, very good information what we're talking about. So let me go ahead and get tonight's title before we go into the announcements. We will be on YouTube tonight, so for those that are wondering where we're going to be, here or Twitch, we will be on YouTube tonight, and we'll go into that here in a moment. But the title for tonight's broadcast, we have Davos 2022 and the upcoming economic hurricane. Davos 2022, upcoming economic hurricane. So for those out there, some of you may understand what some of this means and some of what the title is referring to, and some of you may not. Don't get bent out of shape. We're going to go through the information tonight so that you can understand what the title means, you know, how does this relate to end time events and Bible prophecy, all right, with the current news that's being reported in the mainstream media, all right? Before we go in with the information tonight, I want to let everyone know, again, we will be here on YouTube tonight, so you can listen to us if you would like to watch or listen through YouTube. We are on GOCC Southwest here on YouTube. You can search for it. You can put youtube.com/GOCC Southwest in your address bar. It'll take you straight to the church channel where you will see the live stream, where you must click on the live stream and you pop up right here, okay? We are also doing a simulcast through Blog Talk. So for those of you who would like to call in, you may have a comment, question, anything you would like to add, feel free. The guest call-in number is 515-605-9327, 515-605-9327. 7, and you can press the number 1 once you call it in the Blog Talk. If you have any comments, questions, or anything you would like to add to the broadcast by speaking, and I will check the call lines periodically to see who may be looking to chime in. All right. So those are the ways that you can listen into this broadcast. And we also have the church backup channel where the broadcasts that are streamed through Twitch are uploaded to Odyssey. Odyssey.com. Look for GOCC Southwest on Odyssey.com. The link is in the description. And also under the About section of this channel, you also have the Odyssey. You have the Odyssey actual link that you can click on and take you straight to the Odyssey channel for GOCC Southwest. Odyssey has revamped their website. Their videos are loading as soon as you click on the video. There's no more wait times, no more latency, none of that. So Odyssey has definitely step their game up. They're performing better when it comes to the speed at which videos load for you to watch them. So if you can't find the video here on YouTube, you can find it on Odyssey for the broadcast that we've done. Because, of course, on this particular platform, there's only so much that we can say, certain topics we can't talk about. And so those broadcasts have to go to other platforms where we still have the ability to do that. So tonight, there are some things I had to leave out. There's a lot of things I wanted to go into, but won't be able to talk about those things. Have to save them for another broadcast on for Twitch. But nonetheless, definitely a lot of information to go through tonight, and very, very important to understand the social political climate, what's going on in the world right now. So we understand prophecy and how all this was prophetically proclaimed throughout scriptures, and we're just living in these times to where what the prophets of old saw through dreams and visions, we're actually living these times. And so it helps to keep us on point, helps to keep us sharp, so we don't get distracted by things going on in the world that they would look to distract us with, that are more so paying attention to the signs and the prophetic events, so that, like Christ warned, we would not get caught like a thief in the night. Okay? It's very easy to get lackadaisical, in this world when you're quote-unquote woke, or what you would call awakened. Very easy to get distracted. And so when we see these prophetic events, it actually and should hopefully to motivate us and keep us inspired to not get distracted or fall victim to the distractions. And so we'll be pointing out identifying the glitches in the matrix that they would look to distract us with, because you got a lot of nonsense going on out here. I'm not talking about what's going on in the black entertainment realm. You got all these stories out here with, this celebrity, that celebrity. I'm not talking about that nonsense. I'm talking about when the news comes on and they're telling you this is going on or that's going on, a lot of distractions. And if you're not grounded, you can get caught up in the hysteria and the fear, and get and next thing you know, you're in a stampede running off the cliff. All right, so we like to bring some gravity and put everything on the table. Let all let some alternative sources come in, some independent researchers come in, let them speak, so we can have a balanced thinking when it comes to what's being reported or maybe what's not being reported, so we can weigh it to understand whether or not what we want to believe is really going on in our reality right now. Okay, so let everyone know we are on YouTube tonight. Share it through your social media, email, texting, however you can share it. Make sure you let everybody know where we are. Also, we have the Hebrew and Bible Academy. I believe we're coming up upon week 3. So if you're not enrolled and you would like to get enrolled, or you would like more information, go to historytimes.org. You better get in and get it while the getting is good, because, the information is coming out like never before, and there's only so much time before, the access will be cut off, and, we'll wish that we had access to the information. Okay, so don't let the information pass you by if you have the opportunity to to be in the classroom to be able to soak it all up, okay? We also have the church main YouTube channel, A Gathering 144, as well as the backup channel, GOCCNYC. Make sure you subscribe to those YouTube channels to get the weekly Sabbath lessons on Saturdays. We also have the Wednesday broadcast, the Wednesday live streams. The church website, gatheringofchrist.org, where you can find even more information about the church. Pretty much everything you're wanting to know when it comes to the Gathering of Christ Church is can be found there. And I believe that's about it for the announcements. I don't think I'm missing anything. So let's go ahead and dive on in. Let me just check the chat, make sure everything is going well. And in the chat, and then we'll get going. Someone says, can we do an hour here and rest on Twitch? So I would have to ask why we would switch and go over there. Maybe because of the information you want to hear, the other information that I'm saying we can't talk about. Well, I didn't. The information is there, but I didn't prepare it to be brought out tonight. So I'm not prepared to go to Twitch. So it's typically we're either going to be here or on Twitch. I only come here to let everyone know where we're going to be if we're going to be on Twitch. But switching midstream would kind of be awkward for probably a lot of people. Someone else is asking, why aren't we on Twitch? Well, YouTube is a more popular platform. I would say more people tend to not have issues using Twitch. I mean, more people tend to have more issues when they use Twitch. YouTube tends to work better for people. So it's just more beneficial if we're able to do it on YouTube to do it here. And then just save Twitch for the broadcast that maybe could end up with us getting some pushback from this platform. So, but don't worry, the information that we have, we'll go into it. We'll go into it. Don't worry. I mean, we have enough to talk about tonight. It's not like this is going to be an hour-long broadcast and we got 2 hours of Twitch information. We got enough to do 3 hours tonight. And be more than enough information for everyone to digest and chew on. All right, so no worries. And then it gives us, you know, not going overboard. Sometimes we can go overboard with the info, and I too must get my rest. It's been a long day, long week. And it gives us more information for the next time to make sure we have a full broadcast of information for our next broadcast. All right, so let's go ahead and you know, also just to say real quick, our last broadcast we did on the monkeypocalypse, I really do believe we will be having a part two, seeing some more information coming out when it comes to this so-called monkeypox pandemic that they're saying is here and has arrived. They predicted, you know, through a monkeypox war a drill simulation over a year ago, and then they predicted it would start in May, in the middle of May, and of course, right around the middle of May is whenever the first case popped up here in America. And then Bill Gates later, at the end of last year, proclaimed that a monkeypox terrorist attack was coming. So I do believe we have a part two, a redux of monkeypox, the monkeypocalypse. So stay tuned for that also. But for tonight, and yes, George will be there. I mean, as a matter of fact, you can see him. He's chilling in the background. So he's always around, always hanging around, and you know, giving an ear from afar. But yeah, next monkeypox stream we do, then yeah, he'll want to be up close and personal with that. you know, all things considered. So, but let's go ahead and go into what we have for tonight. So for tonight, what we have is Davos 2022 and the upcoming economic hurricane. Davos 2022 and the upcoming economic hurricane. So let us first deal with Davos 2022. Yes. So the last broadcast we were doing on the monkeypocalypse and talking about the monkey business, right? And Davos 2022 popped up on one of the articles we had. Interesting. It was there right in our face. And here it is 2 weeks later. Information has been coming out on this meeting that was held from May 22nd to May 26th. With the World Economic Forum, who we seem to be talking about almost every single day, this New World Order globalist organization and their plans for society and the whole world, the whole globe. Well, they recently had a meeting from May 22nd to 26th. All right, the cat's out the bag. The birds are chirping and letting it be known what went on at this meeting. So we're going to start there with this Davos 2022 meeting, okay? And I want to get a video that is actually on CNN leading right before the Davos 2022 meetup. I want to check out a video here off of YouTube. Let me pull it up here. Started here tonight, and the name of this video is Global Economy is Out of Balance, says World Economic Forum founder. So it's interesting that we have a broadcast that's dealing with the upcoming economic hurricane. And the title for this news piece is The Global Economy is Out of Balance. So let's see what's going on here. It says Davos 2022, new agenda at first summit since pandemic. So this is the first Davos meetup since the lockdown of the DVOC 91. I'm going to say DVOC 91. It's backwards, so for those, do the math. If you don't understand, it's what happened in 2020 that they said was the worst virus known to man. DVOC 91, okay? So let's check this out and see what's going on here with the comedy news network known as CNN. So we start here with one of the devil's favorite sons. And the first word he uses is, you see how the world is falling apart. All right. And very interesting opening line there by this this hideous looking son of Satan. All right. The world is falling apart. Davos has never been more important than it is now, because you have this guy, I forget his name, Quest. I think his name is Quest. Okay, he's always trying to take you on some wild journey and quest into Never Never Land. He asked, well, isn't Davos in the WEF a failure? With the fact that all these things that are happening in the world, this is what you have been said that y'all were established to prevent. But yet and still, it's happening anyway. And what is Satan's son? What is his response? First, Davos has never been more important than it is now. So how convenient for this global organization that all these things are happening in our world, coincidentally, conveniently, to make this organization more important now so that that now they can give us a solution out of the hole called the world is falling apart every day. How convenient. Let's Devil's speak here. We cannot prevent the war in Ukraine. How is that? How is it? It's like the war in Ukraine is unpreventable. It's unstoppable. Where does that exist in reality? Wars can stop at any day. We're going to talk more about that later. Wars can cease at any moment. All it takes is a truce. So why is it that war can't stop? Because if it stops, then their agenda, they cannot push their agenda through that war. So keep Ukraine and the war, the so-called war, because I don't know, you even heard anything about anything going on over there. People are outside barbecuing. Everything is fine. Everybody's living their life normal over there. But somehow there's a war there. But just keep in mind that being one of the biggest factors to what they're using as the scapegoat to why our reality is falling apart right now, okay? So they said that war is unstoppable. Can't prevent it. Oh, we can't take away Divock 91 either. You mean to tell me there's never been in the history of the world eradication of disease? So Divock 91 is also unstoppable, an unstoppable force. Again, because if it is able to be eradicated, then therefore they can no longer use it as a reason or excuse to bring forth the solutions that come with it existing. Okay, so these are the things we must, when we're listening to these things, we must understand it from a proper reality perspective and not from the so-called great narratives. Remember, this is the same man. Now, I don't even know if you can call him a man, but for the sake of this broadcast, this man, Schwab, okay, he wrote the book, The Great Narrative, as well as The Great Reset, okay? But they must come with this great narrative to get people to buy into the solution. Okay, so understanding that, and now we can hear the conversation here and think more critically and challenge what's really going on and what they're really saying. Is it true, or are we being narrated into a fairy tale? Fair use. So here now, again, the emotions of what he stated, which is the global economy is out of balance, and that now we're looking to have all these millions of people to fall into poverty, right? And nobody wants to go into poverty. So because of this, we must now do this. We must now provide a solution. So you see how that works? They put out the fear that, well, because this economy is out of balance, we don't want nobody to starve, so we must now give forth the solution. Well, the question is, what is the solution for the global economy being out of balance? Well, the Bible speaks about it in Revelation 13 when it talks about the mark of the beast. That's the end game solution, but they must get you to buy into all that by shaping and forming your reality into that great narrative thinking or thought process, all right, so that you'll be all for the solution that's going to fix it according to, you know, what they believe is the answer. A little bit more here and we'll move forward. So this is the biggest Davos event, 2022, he said, in the 50 years that it's been an organization, because we are at a turning point in history. Okay, and he's exactly right. We are in a turning point of history. Well, how do they know this? We know this because the Bible tells us so. We also know this because we have their white papers. Excuse me, I had this wrong screen up. We know this also because we have their white papers, have read their books, where they basically lay it all out, are able to predict the future almost to a T, and have all the solutions ready before the events take place. Before all these things they're predicting happen, they have all the solutions ready. For instance, let me give you an example. Right before this baby formula crisis, Bill Gates comes out and announces he has his impossible baby formula, right? I don't know what it's called. We already know that it probably, babies drink it, it probably opens a portal and takes them straight into hell by drinking it. But just so coincidentally, before the baby formula shortage, Bill Gates has a solution before it even happens. Just coincidentally, right? So that's just one example of many examples how they already have the solution. You think that when DVOC 91 was said to have happened in 2020, that they were able to come up with injections within a year, that those injections weren't already standby, ready to go? And they just told us it's going to take a year to get it ready. You think they weren't already sitting somewhere in a lab or in a refrigerator, being stored and kept cool, and being ready to be injected into the veins of the masses? All right. So yeah, they had to tell you, yeah, it's going to take us a year, because they couldn't have just came out and said, oh, here, by the way, we got the shot for the worst virus the world's ever seen. No, they had to play out the narrative to get you to buy into it, okay? Because which even in a year is insane, because typically it takes anywhere from 5 to 15 years for them to develop a inoculation for said virus in the past. But somehow, you know, miraculously, they were able to do this one in a year. So we are at a turning point now. So now we have the Davos 2022 event coming, and I actually have a channel here. You have an independent journalist who went to the event, and we're going to watch just a couple of videos here. This video here says, I've just arrived in Davos to expose the global elites. So this guy, he went to, I believe it's in Switzerland, somewhere in Europe. I believe it's Switzerland, to this event. Okay, to try to be an investigative journalist and try to see who he could talk to that's there and get information. All right, we're gonna watch this one here. Everything about the World Economic Forum is fake. Let's check this out here real quick. Setting up military style security for this event. He said, if you ever want to know if there's any doubt, if the mainstream media is going to ask the tough questions at this event as the mainstream media was invited, there's the answer. And as you see here, they have a booth set up, the Wall Street Journal, Dow Jones. The mainstream media is actually invited as guests, not there to do the news and report, but they're there as guests to be part of this event. So isn't that a conflict of interest? I thought you were supposed to be news reporters, Wall Street Journal and others, New York Times. You mean you're there not to report news and tell us what's going on. You're there as guests, right, to enjoy the speeches and all the different agendas that are being brought forth. You're not there to hold anybody's feet to the fire. You're there to partake in all of the splendor of the future plans that they have and that they're bringing forth that they have as solution for the world's problems right now. And we're going to actually get someone from mainstream media. He's going to actually run up on somebody. We'll see if they're able to give us some news reporting of what's really going on here. Oh, you also see who? Google, YouTube, right? The reason why on this platform we have to be very careful what we speak about because, hey, they're part of the World Economic Forum partners. And of course, you know, if we're saying anything that could be inside details that could, you know, shine a light on things, you know, hey, that's a no-no. You can't talk about those things. They have to control the great narrative. And we can't even ask questions about what's going on. And now they're rolling in military for this event. What event do you know needs military protection? That's a serious event. You know, these are corporations and politicians. They have to roll in, you know, big military to come in, right, and actually occupy this event. All the while they're telling us we need background checks to protect, you know, well, we can't have self-protection. But they're rolling in military. So IBM, we've talked a lot about IBM on this broadcast, okay? Let's create a better world with a smaller carbon footprint. Carbon meaning anything that is actually in nature, animals, people, anything that can emit greenhouse gas. So if people and animals create a carbon footprint, then what does this translate to when they say, let's create a better world with a smaller carbon footprint? See, we must dissect and define these words and these terms and really break them down to what they're really saying here. So the only way you make a smaller carbon footprint is through depopulation, okay? You introduce the beyond and the impossible meat, and you get rid of the animals that in times past were used to eat because they're producing a carbon footprint. You get rid of people because people are carbon-based beings and they produce a carbon footprint. So now we must depopulate and bring the world's population down so that there's a smaller carbon footprint. And then it says, let's create something that changes everything. Huh. Let's create something that changes everything. Read between the lines. So these executives are all flying in on these huge private jets. And this man is asking, what carbon footprint did that leave? So, yes, gasoline, coal, all those things burn off gas, which also leaves a carbon footprint. Those are carbon-based fuels. These big military vehicles running in, rolling in, how much of a carbon footprint do those leave? So again, this has nothing to do with a carbon footprint. The same way it had nothing to do with Divock 91, because at the same time they're telling us to wear masks, parties with hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people with no masks. But they're trying to scare us and fear-monger us into wearing a mask, doing this, doing that, social distance. This got nothing to do with none of what they're talking about. Well, they would be the biggest hypocrites alive to not practice what they preach. It's because it doesn't exist. None of what they're saying exists. It's part of the great narrative. So this is where all your global elites meet up to discuss plans about us and the world and what they believe and feel should happen. Okay? None of our input is being asked on what do we think should happen in the world. Okay? So a select handful of people are deciding everyone else's fate and the course of the world and what should happen. Just to put things in perspective here. Now we're going to watch one more video, and you can come and check out all his interviews all weekend long, trolling all the people that are there for the WEF Davos 2022 event, and asking hard questions that no one wants to answer. Let's see. It says here, Avi Yamini confronts New York Times in Davos. So we saw the Wall Street Journal was there as a guest, not as news reporters. And now we have the New York Times. Let's see what the New York Times is reporting while there. Let's see what they have to say to give us on what's going on in Davos. Okay. New York Times being confronted. They're journalists. They should have a lot to tell us what's going on, right? The New York Times, they're not there to give you news on what's going on. They're there as guests, compromised. So it would leave one to believe they're part of the agenda too, which is the reason why when you turn over to the New York Times, you're not getting real news. You're not getting real reporting. You're getting agenda-based programming. The reason why, if you go to New York Times or Wall Street Journal, doesn't matter which of those main big conglomerate news reporting, so-called reporting companies, they're all saying the same thing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what person, doesn't matter which of these mainstream companies, organizations, it's the same news coming out of all of them. Because they're just there to push the agenda. There was real news going on from one news company to the next, you would have varying news stories being reported. Maybe some things similar, but you would have varying reports. But when you have real news, independent news, like this particular Rebel News, who's asking the tough questions, no one wants to talk about it. All right, nothing to see here, nothing to talk about. Go on your way. Okay, you weren't invited. You're not part of the haves. You're a have-not. And we're the ones that's going to decide you and the rest of the world's future, whether you like it or not, right? So, again, there's more here, and you'll be able to check out Rebel News. You'll be able to check out their all of their different hard questions that are being asked at this event, but we're going to move forward. So because now people are fed up and tired of all the lies, again, those who are invited, put stuff like this out. NBC. How Davos became a target for conspiracy theorists and anarchists. So now, because you asked the tough questions, you are now a conspiracy theorist. You can't ask them questions. You must obey. Or you're a conspiracy theorist or you're an anarchist just for simply asking questions. It says nearly 2,500 global leaders from business, politics, and civil society are expected to take part in a rare springtime version of Davos this week. Organizers of the event had postponed the meeting from its traditional January slot over safety concerns amid the coronavirus pandemic. However, in a welcome boost to local residents, the forum's first in-person event has now returned after a two-year hiatus. That's not to say everyone is happy to see the return of the world's business and political elite to the Swiss Alps. And we know who likes to dwell in the cliffs of the rocks, according to the Bible. It says here, the world, let me highlight this for you all. The World Economic Forum is trying to fix an image problem. The World Economic Forum is trying to fix an image problem. Why would they have an image problem? Is it because they tell on themselves? They let the cat out the bag. People are now getting hip to the con game and reading between the lines. And now, because they have an image to fix, an image problem to fix, now they must put out, they must use their mainstream media, who they invited as guests to their event. They must use them to write articles about conspiracy theorists and anarchists so that those people asking the questions can now be demonized and blackballed. It says here, the theme of this year's event is history at a turning point. Government policies and business strategies. Again, what did nasal swab say, Klaus Schwab? He said, we are at a turning point. History is at a turning point. That Divock 91 is unstoppable. The Ukraine war is unstoppable. It says, a symbol of a failed era. That's not to say everyone is pleased to see the return of the world's business and political elite to the Swiss Alps. The event has been sharply criticized in recent years for being out of touch, ineffective, and irrelevant. Okay? Held deep off in the mountains somewhere, surrounded by military. So good luck if you think you're about to get in there and stop what they have going on. It says the World Economic Forum has also been the subject of unfounded conspiracy theories, which it is trying to address head on. Referencing WF's previous theme, The Great Reset, hundreds of thousands of posts have circulated on social media in recent years, many appearing to claim that the global elite were planning to use the coronavirus to bring about total economic collapse. Huh, you don't say. You don't say. I mean, you could take a look around in our reality. And even Schwab himself said that the global economy is out of balance. So how is it out of balance all of a sudden? So, I mean, it's simple math. You do a little bit of math to see that when everything locked down, what's going to happen to a society that's built upon an economy and nothing's moving? Everything's locked down. Is that not going to bring about an economic collapse? What happens now when you proclaim a war in Ukraine and now all the different things that now are provided through those two countries, primarily Russia, all those resources are now, you know, not being used as they normally would be being used by the whole world. Gas prices go up. Food prices go up. Shortages happen. The same thing we had during the lockdown of 2020. Remember all the shortages? So we still hadn't recovered from the first ripple effect of shortages. And now we're going into another splash of shortages because of this so-called war in Ukraine. It says, we, like many other organizations, have been the target of misinformation campaigns. And that is something that we're very proactively trying to work towards combating. We believe in facts. We believe in science. We believe in evidence, and we believe in expertise. And that's what the 100 or so experts that are gathered at this meeting, along with business leaders and political leaders, that's what they're going to provide. So because they're now in an information war, and trying to control the information and control the minds of the masses, now they must come with the great narrative, okay, this great story, and sell the world that the reality now that we're living in, and as it continues to grow worse and worse, wax worse and worse, is based upon the story they're telling and why it is the way that it is. Enter the great narrative, okay? So they say they believe in facts, we believe in science, and they believe in evidence. Well, let's see if all these things to be true, because I would like to think that we also like to believe in facts, science, evidence. And if you were looking to change your image, shouldn't you be open to speaking to independent media, alternative media, if you're looking to change your image, not the people who you invited as guests, who you're flattering as the so-called truth speakers of news? If you were trying to change your image, I think I would invite people that's going to ask the hard questions. So listen, if I got nothing to hide and I'm doing everything genuinely, hey, ask whatever questions you want to ask, and I'll do my best to answer your question. Not trying to hide and surround yourself with military deep up in the mountain somewhere. I mean, so you're not doing yourself any justice to change your image with these particular things that people are pointing out. And that's your fault. That don't look to now try to demonize others because of your, I mean, maybe you're not doing anything wrong. Maybe you do genuinely have good intentions for the world. But when you're dodging questions, hard questions that are being asked, hard-nosed questions, okay, when people are repeating from your own words stuff you're saying, and we're saying we don't agree with that and we don't want that, no one voted for that, that's y'all, what y'all, that's the world y'all want. So y'all create your own little country and go live in that world. But leave us out of that. We don't want that world. So because people don't agree with your plans, now they become conspiracy theorists or anarchists? No, it's just people don't want that. Okay? Because we could call you a conspiracy theorist. It's in the same sense. We're just asking questions. You're the ones that sound paranoid. So maybe you're the conspiracy theorist to think that we're up to something. Oh, little us who have no power, who are just asking questions and trying to figure out what's going on, what are y'all up to? What are y'all talking about? Y'all sound like you're into conspiracy, not us. We just want answers, and not from your guest news organizations that you invited. So is what's going on in Davos conspiracy theory? Let's see. We know how we do it here. We get the receipts, and we let the information speak for itself. Right, we're going to let the information speak for itself. But before we go into the actual information, I want to give the World Economic Forum, who hosts this event, I want to give you know, Mr. Swab here, I want to give him a chance to speak and see if he can make us feel any more comfortable or better about what's going on at this Davos meeting. And so here's the opening remarks from Mr. Swab himself. Let's see what we have here. Fair use. Fair use. He said, we are at a turning point. Let's hear more about this turning point. So they're going to focus this program, their solution, on four different areas. Four different areas. Oh, yes. The first one is the war in Ukraine. What if the war in Ukraine stopped that day while he's up there on the podium? Then what? Does number one go away? How do you know that the war don't stop tomorrow? I gotcha. This is the question I'm asking you right now. But he said the war is unstoppable. We can't stop it. Perfectly fits into their four-point program. So now we must ask ourselves, okay, because you're saying the first point is the war on Ukraine, what is your solution? But what is the ripple effect because of the war? It's going to have effect on society. Oh yeah, let's make sure we have a standing ovation for all the citizens or attendees of Ukraine that are there. Okay, because of them, because of you, you're a big reason for our program. This war in Ukraine is a turning point in our history, and it will unleash political and economic havoc in the coming years because of this war. And they're clapping like it's great that that's what is coming of it all, right? You don't see anybody there afraid or in any type of down and out type of vibe because this war is going on and because it's having a huge effect on the world. They're all there in good spirits because of it all. Oh, there it is. Number two, the most serious health catastrophe of the last 100 years, DVOP 91. Oh yes. That old DVOP. It just won't go away. So deadly. Asymptomatic symptoms, 99.9% recovery rate. Deadly. Uh-oh. We have to get our resilience ready for a new virus, possibly. You notice how he had to throw that possibly in there, like, well, maybe. He doesn't know, but he sounded very confident when he said it before he said possibly. Let's say that again. Not just the DVOC is pesky and won't go away, but a new one or new ones that may come. Other risks. We have to reinforce our resiliency for the new crises and events that are coming. Possibly. Oh, yes. Old climate change. Old carbon footprints. We got to address that while we're flying our billion-dollar private jets through the skies, leaving a huge carbon footprint. You look at the future of the global economy with great concern, which fits also right in with tonight's title about the upcoming economic hurricane. So really, when I went forth to put the information out about that upcoming economic hurricane, I wasn't even really looking to tie Davos 2022 together with that. But here it is. They're doing it for me. I don't have to tie it together. They're tying it together, telling you that there's an economic hurricane coming. Okay? The global economy is out of balance. Let's continue here. Oh, hunger, famine, sort of like what the Bible speaks of. The people dying of famine. Okay, so with the global economy going in the direction it's going, it's going to lead to tens of millions of deaths. And let us not forget, excuse me, had the wrong screen up there. Let us not forget that to get rid of the carbon footprint, you must get rid of the carbon. So this works perfect for them to have a famine where people are dying from lack of bread, and that means less carbon, and you can now fix climate change. See how that works? Global cooperation. Now, this guy is German, right? This guy's a German. And I want to ask the question, the last time that you had a German get on the world stage and have this type of podium to speak from, this type of platform to speak from, and was asking for global cooperation. Y'all remember who that German was? See how many of you all, I don't think it takes a lot of history to understand that. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Adolf Hitler, the German Nazi himself. Well, let's check out a quote from the last German on this particular type of discussion. He has a quote here. National Socialism will use its own revolution for establishing of a new world order. Adolf Hitler quote. National Socialism will use its own revolution for establishing of a new world order. So the WEF and Mr. Schwab are concerned about having an image problem. Well, they're not doing themselves any justice here, because they're starting to sound more and more like the Nazis with their plans. They're just repackaging it and making it with different wordplay and trying to present it to you with icing on it. Okay, but if you put icing on a turd, it's still a turd. It still stinks. It's still nasty. It's trash. When I listen to this guy talk, this is who it reminds me of. And oh, yeah, they have very identical ideologies, especially when we're talking about socialism, which we're going to talk about more tonight, and the establishing, through the socialism, a revolution that will establish a new world order, as Mr. Schwab would say, global cooperation. Global cooperation. So now, we're done listening to that guy. And let's look at the World Economic Forum, get it from the horse's mouth. They say we're conspiracy theorists. Let's break down this meeting. They're here to build problem-solving communities and initiatives. So in order for them to solve problems, and in order to build problem-solving communities and initiatives, they must first have a problem. Because if there aren't any problems, then there's nothing to solve. So therefore, this is something else they should understand when it comes to the alternative thinking community that is questioning what's going on here, that they're calling conspiracy theorists, is that you're in the business of problem solving for the world. And if you don't have any problems to solve, you're out of business. How convenient for you is it that these narratives exist so that you can now come in and be your problem solver and bring forth your initiatives and your agendas? Against a backdrop of deepening global frictions and fractures, it will be the starting point for a new era of global responsibility and cooperation. Notice how everything is global, meaning the whole world. There's a World Economic Forum. That translates to New World Order, to global, one world, everything, government, economy, religion, everything is global. Okay, no more independent nations. What did Hitler say? National socialism will use its own revolution for establishing of a new world order. So let's keep going here and look at their partners here. Let's see, let's go through this list of different partners. You got Google, Amazon, AstraZeneca. I'm just saying some of these partners. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, yeah, all the same old characters. And they want to know why we're concerned. IBM, Johnson & Johnson. I mean, you can't even almost say some of these names without getting censored at this point and where we're at in history. MasterCard, Meta, Microsoft, Pfizer, Procter & Gamble. Verizon, Visa. All right, some of the more noticeable groups or partners of these corporations that, you know, that are very, very telling. You mentioned some of these companies' names, Coca-Cola and the like. So on and on and on and on are part of this World Economic Forum partnership program. Let's look at their program. All right. They have everything from future-proofing health systems, rebuilding societal trust, the augmented manufacturing experience, accelerating the reskilling revolution, staying on course for nature action, economic weaponry, uses and effectiveness of sanctions, energy outlook, overcoming the crisis, the future of globalization. In other words, the future of a one world order. Uh-oh. A generation of progress lost. Achieving gender equality. China investment and economic outlook. Responding to humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. Strategic outlook, Eurasia, unlocking the social economy, prioritizing mental health, okay, and on and on and on and on. The whole breakdown of what they were talking about, an overview, okay, Cold War 2.0, okay, because they need, it always has to be a war. It doesn't have to be a hot war, but as long as it's a Cold War, they can still push the war narrative. The reason they've had a Cold War with Russia since World War II, when America and Russia were allies. As soon as World War II is over, we need a new war. Let's start a Cold War with Russia and keep the war going. All right? Esau could never not have war going. It's just not in their nature, and it's not good for business. Not good for their agenda. Okay? They even have on here central bank digital currencies. Oh, yeah, because in order to bring forth the mark of the beast, the currencies must go digital, which is the economic endgame. Okay? So this is on their own website. You can dive in here. There's, of course, the war in Ukraine. Oh, yeah, they need all the events so they can come in with the and be the problem solver. And we're going to go through a lot of these things on this WEF. All right, let's go over here to 16 at Davos. That will define what happens next. Themes at Davos 2022 that will define what happens next. Now, this is their website. Okay? So don't get mad at us because we read your website and we interpret it and see things that we don't want. And none of us ask for none of this stuff. Team number one, Ukraine. Through Ukraine, through this Ukrainian war, they can shine a light on the importance of global cooperation. Oh, yeah, what a war over there in Ukraine right now. The people outside barbecuing and living a normal life with no worries. Theme number two, the three interconnected crises, climate, food, and energy. So again, they're the problem solvers, they need crises, and they have three interconnected ones with climate, food, and energy. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about all these characters tonight. Remember this guy? Oh, yeah, he was all up in there in the White House with Obama. He was supposedly looking to go against George Bush as president when they're both Skull and Bones brethren, right? We're taking food from the hungry to give to the starving. So what that means is for you, they're going to take food from you, and supposedly it's going to someone who's more hungry than you. That's how they're going to sell you going hungry. We're going to give it to someone who needs it more than you. You want to buy that. All right. We don't need to choose between an energy crisis and a climate crisis. We can solve both of them with the right investment. Don't use the R word, but it might be coming anyway. Theme number three. Let's see, what is the R word here? Recession. It scares people. The R word scares people. I'm thinking the R word is recession. But it's not a recession. It's a depression. Theme number four, preparing for the next pandemic requires ending health disparities. DVOC 91 has been a hot topic during every annual meeting since January 2020, when the virus emerged. And thanks to the shots, attendees were able to return to Davos more than 2 years later. Yes, without those shots, they never would have been able to return. However, the pandemic looks quite different in many low-income countries where just 13% of people are inoculated, compared to 75% of people in high-income countries. So here it is. They're trying to figure out how do we get the people who aren't injected with this stuff that they're calling a solution, how do we get them injected? And they're using it under the guise of a disparity in health. No, they just don't want it. They ain't got nothing to do with them not having access. They just don't want it. But they'll sell you the narrative that, well, we must bring forth a ending of the health disparity. And how are they going to go about that? What's the solution for them doing that? Racism is not only when black people or brown people cannot breathe because of police violence. Here they go. See how they try to just try to manipulate us in all kind of ways, get us emotionally triggered, and how they just care for black people so much. So they're using the I can't breathe with the George Floyd psyop and using that to say, well, it's not only racist for them to do that to black men, but it's also racist whenever you don't have your injection shot. Okay? As if they ever cared about not being racist. Because I would say it's racist to target black people with this stuff. When you can look over in Africa right now and they're the least inoculated and the healthiest out of all the people, even those that took it. Okay? So that sounds like black people are doing pretty good without it. And it's racist for you, in my opinion, to then look to think that it's something I need and you're trying to push it on me. No, thank you. I'll pass. That's racist. And they'll try to make you think like, you know, you're being denied life-saving pandemic-ending medicines when they can't access care or education because debt is choking them. So they try to play the race card in the reverse psychology, the Jedi mind tricks, to get you to get and take the shot. And then you have, you know, the sellouts come on. Stop pushing Africa to the back of the queue. Who is she speaking for? Now, she would make you think she's speaking for all of Africa. But ain't nobody in Africa want this stuff. Okay, but she would make you think that Africa is being pushed to the back of the queue because nobody has it. No, they told them, send it back. We don't want it. Okay, you don't speak for all of Africa. Oh, everyone, no matter where they live, should have the same access to innovative life-saving drugs and injection. Bill Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, yeah, you know he wants you to have the stuff. You know he wants you to have the stuff. He wants to give as much. Here he is. Yep. Gritting his teeth and can't stand the look of this black African here. Why won't y'all die already? And, oh, here's his buddy back here, Mr. Pfizer CEO. Oh, yeah, Mr. Pfizer CEO and the gates of hell working together to try to get Africa on board. We need you on our medicine. Your continent is behind the curve. Get on board the injection train. Theme number five, gender inequality in jobs of tomorrow. Oh yes, the gender problem. Whether that's transgender, whether that's women not being equal with men. But see, it doesn't exist. The gender inequality doesn't exist when women surpass men and men are now under women. See, that's not gender inequality. That's the proper proportion and equation for them. You notice that? How whenever women have, you know, in whatever realm that they surpass men in, like in the corporate workplace, that's not inequality. But when it's a man who's over a woman, now that's inequality. Okay? That is inequality. Let's see what else they have here. You know. Theme number 6, our future is digital. Technology carefully executed could act as a multiplier to address multiple challenges simultaneously, from reducing poverty to stopping climate change. But to get there, digital inclusion, security, and appropriate regulation are essential, meaning we must digitize everything. The reason they're introducing the metaverse. Okay, upload your consciousness to the cloud through the muskrat's Neuralink, a digital inclusion. It says leaders at Davos 2022 discussed what this future might look like and launched several exciting initiatives to advance both technology and trust in it. So not only are they launching initiatives to advance technology, the technology, they're also launching initiatives to get you to trust the technology, right? They must convince you through their narrative, their great narrative, that this is going to be good for you. Us putting the brain chip in your brain, you must trust it. It's going to be good for you. Okay, so they have initiatives for you to trust it. Many they have manipulative fake news and propaganda and psyops to run through their paid and bought flattered mainstream media to get you fear triggered into taking it or thinking it's cool. Our future is digital. If you're not part of it, you're out of it. And that's another part of their mind games, the Jedi mind tricks. Well, if you don't get the technology, you're going to be left behind. You're not going to be part of the future, of the digital future. You know, kind of like how today, if you don't have a phone or a computer, you know, it's kind of like you pretty much can't get work done. So now, because we're transitioning over into this next phase of a digital included future, a digital inclusion of a future, if you don't be part of it, you're going to be left out of it. And so people are going to be flocking in lines to get in line to get it because they don't want to be left out. To foster digital inclusion, the Edison Alliance, a forum initiative that aims to increase affordable digital access to healthcare, finance, and education, launched a digital policy navigator. This will provide policymakers, regulators, and businesses with a one-stop shop for case studies, best practices, and other one-of-a-kind resources. Oh, yes, your healthcare in a digital form. And that's the reason why they brought forth Obamacare, and they called it affordable healthcare. Given the pervasiveness of digital technology in our society, in our lives, in our work, I think it's inevitable to have stronger regulatory regimes around all facets of technology. Okay, so more technology to where you yourself become digital. Okay, so that's kind of a skimming overview of the six themes at Davos 2022 that will define what happens next. Let me pull it up here. Those are your six themes. So now, let's segue over to, let's see here, VigilantCitizen.com. And we have the 10 creepiest and most dystopian themes pushed by the World Economic Forum. Let me check Blog Talk here real quick. See if we have any callers in the queue. Okay, so we have about 20 minutes before overtime. So if you would like to speak on Blog Talk, the guest caller number 515-605-9327. Press the number 1. Again, you have 20 minutes. If you don't call in 20 minutes, you will not be able to speak if you have anything you would like to say. All right, so the 10 creepiest and most dystopian themes pushed by the World Economic Forum. It says here, so now, again, we're conspiracy theorists. So let's look at some of the things that the World Economic Forum is saying, because they have an image problem. They're saying that themselves. Well, there's some things that's creepy to us. It's creepy to me. I speak for myself. It's creepy to me. And so I'm just asking questions. It's creepy. Help me feel more comfortable with the creepiness. It says here, the World Economic Forum is one of the most powerful organizations in the world. And throughout the years, people at the WEF have said some truly insane and dystopian things. And they've managed to word these things in the creepiest ways possible. Here are the top 10 most insane things said by the WEF. Okay. Number one. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So, again, who is the founder of WEF? Mr. Schwab. He's German. What was the last German that we knew that spoke like this? Mr. Adolf himself. What did he say? National Socialism. Will use its own revolution for establishing of a new world order. So what is socialism? Socialism is owning nothing and being happy. Okay, the end of capitalism and now going into a socialistic society, a socialistic new world order. When one talks about the global elite, one usually refers to a small group of wealthy and powerful individuals who operate beyond national borders. Through various organizations, these non-elected individuals gather in semi-secrecy, kind of like how they did in Switzerland, right? And they're way up in the mountains surrounded by military. They gather in semi-secrecy to decide policies they want to see applied on a global level. The World Economic Forum is smack dab in the middle of it all. Indeed, through its annual Davos meetings, the WEF attempts to legitimize and normalize its influence on the world's democratic nations by having a panel of world leaders attending and speaking at the event. A simple look at the list of attendees at these meetings reveals the organization's incredible reach and influence. The biggest names in media, politics, business, science, technology, and finance are represented at the WEF. And they have a list here. And I'm not going to read the list. You got Nike, Dell, The Economist. We're going to talk about The Economist here in a moment. Western Union, Dow Jones. Okay, 34 out of 58 of the list of attendees at the 2022 Davos meeting, big names, big companies, big influence. According to mass media, the Davos meetings gather people to discuss issues such as inequality, climate change, and international cooperation. This simplistic description appears to be custom made to cause the average citizen to yawn in boredom. But topics at the WEF go much further than inequality. Throughout the years, people at the WEF have said some highly disturbing things, none of which garnered proper media attention. In fact, when one pieces together the topics championed by the WEF, an overarching theme emerges: the total control of humanity using media, science, and technology while reshaping democracies to form a global government. Okay, that's the theme. They would make us think that that is normal, and we're crazy thinking that that doesn't sound good. It says, if this sounds like a far-fetched conspiracy theory, keep reading. Here are the 10 most dystopian things that are being pushed by the WEF right now. This list sorted is in no particular order because they're all equally crazy. Okay? So let's look at this equally craziness of the WEF. All right, number 10, penetrating governments. The least one can say is that Klaus Schwab, the founder and the head of the WEF, is not a fan of democracy. In fact, he perceives it as an obstacle to a fully globalized world. So again, no more democracy, no more nation states, meaning no more independent countries. It's going to be one big world order. One big global world order. In 2010, the WEF report titled Global Redesign, Schwab postulates that a globalized world is best managed by a self-selected coalition of multinational corporations, governments, including through the UN system, and select civil society organizations. This is the exact opposite of democracy. So basically meaning, they're going to pick their own leaders through these corporations, a board that's going to rule over the whole world. They're going to pick it. You're not going to vote to pick these people. So if you're not voting to pick them, that definitely means you're not voting to have a voice in the decisions they make that are going to have an impact on your life. He argued that governments are no longer the overwhelming dominant actors on the world stage and that the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm of international governance. For this reason, the Transnational Institute described the WEF as a silent global coup d'etat to capture governance. So they're looking to perform a global coup on the whole world and take over the whole world in a global coup. And so in 2017 at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School, Schwab blatantly admitted what is continually dismissed as a conspiracy theory by mass media. So the mass media is saying it's a conspiracy theory, but this guy admitted this. He said, what we are very proud of is that we penetrate the global cabinets of countries with our WEF young global leaders like Trudeau. Oh, yes, the same Trudeau who just last week announced that they're banning the selling and purchasing of handguns in Canada. That Trudeau. Oh, yeah, they're penetrating and putting their leaders in position in government. And so if you're putting in your leaders, what does that mean? That means that you're going to gain control of that government, of that country, to then bring forth your agenda. I have to say, when I mention now names like Mrs. Angela Merkel, and even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Hold up. You mean the same Vladimir Putin that you're saying is out of control in Russia and has invaded Ukraine? Oh, yeah, that Putin. He's the same Putin who you injected into that position in Russia as a young global leader of the WEF. Now is it starting to make sense that they're all working together, that this is not some Ukraine versus Russia or Angela Merkel and Germany versus Vladimir Putin? These are their hand-groomed puppets to bring forth their bidding. These are his words. But it's a conspiracy. But what we are proud of now is a young generation like Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the President of Argentina, and so on. We penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday, I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of his cabinet, or even more than half of his cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. So they're putting all the people in place, not just as the head, but in the whole cabinet, the whole administration, the whole government, is filled with their leaders. So who's really running these governments? You guessed it, the World Economic Forum. Who's the founder? Satan Claus himself. Okay. Satan Claus himself, the one who's making the list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Yeah. That Satan Claus. It's true in Argentina and it's true in France with the president, a young global leader, standing talk. Schwab blatantly stated that Angela Merkel of Germany, Vladimir Putin of Russia, Justin Trudeau of Canada, and Emmanuel Macron of France were groomed by the WEF. These people were groomed by the dark Sith Lord himself, the Emperor. And you think to movies like Star Wars with Emperor Palpatine, who took over full control of the galaxy in a universal world order, or a James Bond villain who's looking to take over the whole world. And if you're lucky, you'll eat the bugs. You'll get to eat bugs. Soylent Green. He even adds that at least half of Canada's cabinet consists of representatives sold to the WEF agenda. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is the absolute truth confirmed by the head of the WEF himself. So again, they're saying it's a conspiracy theory, but these are his words. You can't get caught up in the Jedi mind trick. Speaking of Star Wars, okay, you can't get caught in the Jedi mind tricks. Speaking of mind control, number 9, controlling minds using sound waves. In 2018, one of the topics of discussion at the WEF was mind control using sound waves, kind of like 5G. It's a frequency. It's a military-grade frequency. I did not alter this title for sensationalism. Those are the exact words used by the WEF. There's an article here, Mind Control Using Sound Waves. He asked a scientist how it works. So this is published on their actual website. So we can just go to their website, and like I did before, this article, read all of what they're saying. And just read between the lines. So in this article, the technology is touted as a possible treatment for Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. However, this article also states that it can cure you, it can get you addicted, and it can kill you. See, that's the part they don't readily talk about, how it can get you addicted and it can kill you. It can also be used to completely control a person's mind remotely. Sound familiar? The reason they want that stuff up in you, that Devop 91 juice? I can see the day coming where a scientist will be able to control what a person sees in their minds by sending the right waves to the right place in their brain. The reason why the muskrat wants the neural link in your brain? My guess is that most objections will be similar to those we hear today about subliminal messages and advertisements, only much more vehement. This technology is not without its risk of misuse. It could be a revolutionary healthcare technology for the sick, controlling tool with which the ruthless control the weak. He's not keeping it a secret. And it's not like he needs him to tell you, but he's telling you anyway. This time, though, the control would be literal. The conclusion of the article, nobody can stop scientists from developing this technology. To prevent misuse, it should be regulated by organizations such as, you guessed it, the WEF. They get to control it and regulate it. That's convenient because some companies developing this technology are part of the WEF. You see where this is going? So the same companies that are developing this mind control technology through sound waves are the same companies that are partners with the WEF, like IBM, right? And the WEF is the one that's going to get to regulate it and control it. Isn't that a conflict of interest? How about this one? It gets better. Number 8, pills that contain microchips. Once again, this title sounds like a far-fetched conspiracy theory, cleverly worded for sensationalism. It is not. Here's a video from the WEF's 2018 meeting where Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, talks about pills that contain microchips. Oh, you mean the same Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, that was seen here with the gates of hell in Africa, trying to get Africans on board to take these injections? Yes, that Albert Bourla. This guy. Oh, yeah. And that was in 2018 before Pfizer came with the stuff for 2020 and 2021 and beyond. So don't let them manipulate you through thinking that it's a conspiracy theory and what's really going on here. Okay? Ray Charles can see this from his grave, what's going on here. And you make a deal with the devil, that's right. It comes with disclaimers. And it comes with stipulations. Okay? So make that deal if you want. But let's hear it here from the horse's mouth. We have a horse, Albert Bourla, at the World Economic Forum in 2018 talking about pills that contain microchips. Let's hear that again. So the same FDA that authorized this technology pill, this electronic pill, is the same FDA said emergency authorized this man's injection in 2020, 2021. That FDA. Oh yeah, nothing wrong with taking electronic pills so that you can know, your body can know when you need to take your medicine, as if you don't, your body don't tell you what it needs to know with how God created you already. If you are in any way, you know, halfway cognitive, you, your body tells you what it needs. Okay, all these centuries, our bodies have never needed any type of electronic pill to tell us what it needs. Now all of a sudden we need this microchip pill so that our body knows when to take this or take that. Nonsense. Let's go to the call lines real quick. We'll pick back up here in a moment on this pill. We have a caller here. I want to make sure I get them before maybe something happens with Blog Talk. It's known to get crazy. So we have the 919 area code, 919. You are live. Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, yeah, I want to commend you on bringing out Charles Schwab and the World Economic Forum and Davos. So, no one in our community is talking about this. No one. And I'll tell you, last year, November, I went to a conference.
Real quick, you kind of sound, I don't know if it's me, but you kind of sound far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? How about now?
Okay.
Okay, I was saying no one in our community is talking about Charles Schwab or his agenda or anything. It's just like we're clueless. But I'll tell you, the Gentiles are getting ready. I went to a conference in Miami last December, and he was just, the sole focus was getting ready for the 2030 agenda. And I'll tell you how the Gentiles are getting ready. The Gentiles are getting other passports. They're investing their money out of the U.S. dollar, and preferably in gold and crypto like Bitcoin. And, you know, a part of the conference was talking about health, like, you know, as far as dispelling all the lies about GMOs and foods to avoid and what to eat, you know, and the whole vegan madness agenda. So, yeah, brother, I just commend you on blowing the horn on this devil, because our people, man, we ain't got a clue.
Yeah, because, you know, when do you see him on TV? And we only know what, you know, for the most part, what's shown on TV. So, you know, unless you're actually looking for and paying attention, you won't see him. And
you know, it's funny, you know, when Will Smith, when that whole thing happened, the Davos, that was happening at the same time. So no one was talking about Davos, but Will Smith, you know, he has a slap with Chris Rock. So, yeah, straight distraction, right?
And that's what I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, how they have all these entertainment fiascos out in the media right now, and they're keeping them circulating over and over again. While these things are happening, no one's paying attention to these things that are being said and being done because we're so distracted in the circus. The monkeys, the clowns, and them dancing and you know, tap dancing and, you know, doing the jig. We're more focused on that and looking all on that. And you don't see this in any other community. You don't see white people fighting and feuding in their community. You don't see Asian people or Arab or no other community with this circus nonsense going on with these celebrities but ours.
Yeah.
And so when they snatch the rug from under our feet, the scriptures call it Jacob's trouble, but that's going to be an understatement to what we're witnessing happen to our people real time, who are out of pocket because they've been out here jumping around, hopping around like grasshoppers instead of preparing like the ant who, you know, got it while the getting was good and the harvest was ripe.
Yes, sir. Salute, brother. Salute.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Your support. Bless you. And Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, I mean, nobody's talking about this guy. You have some, you know, white people here and there that are you know, try to chase these people down and hold these feet to the fire that are independent. But, hey, you voted for a crackhead. And now he's sending you free crack pipes as a thank you. And we thank him back for the free crack pipes and the free injections and whatever else free that's being sent that's poison, right? We love us some free. It says here, let's go back to this here, this microchip pill that they want you to take so you know when to take your medication, okay? It says the FDA approved the first electronic pill, if I can call it that. This is what Pfizer CEO says. It is basically a biological chip that is in the tablet, and once you take the tablet, it dissolves into your stomach. It sends a signal. Now, who's it sending a signal to? It sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, the compliance. The insurance companies would know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field. And you know what this reminds me of? I don't know if any of you who have car insurance and how now there's this big push to put these Bluetooth devices in your car so they can know, you know, you're driving too fast, or they give you a discount for having this in your car. And it reports back to them what you're doing in your car. So I'm like, okay, you have other insurance companies that by taking this pill, let them know what medicines that you should take or if you're taking them. Is this field truly fascinating or utterly dystopian? As Burla himself said, imagine the compliance. This kind of technology could easily open the door to all kinds of nefarious applications. Since then, Divok put Pfizer in a position of power never seen before for a pharmaceutical company. So 2 years later, this guy rises to the pinnacle during the biggest event to hit the world since, you know, known the man. Okay, and like I said, here he is. Check his face out. Looking at this African leader, and check out the gates of hell in his face, gritting his teeth, like, die already. You and your people need to die already. And then this guy, look at this guy's face out. He's like, are you really shaking this guy's hand? You really believe what this guy's selling? He's a snake oil salesman. He's selling snake oil, serpent venom. You really making a deal with this guy? And he and the Pfizer CEO is like, yeah, he's that gullible. He's that simple. We got him. We got us one. You know, hook, line, and sinker. And so, like Pfizer, the WEF is also using Divok to further its agenda. So all brothers and sisters going through this information, you're seeing all the connections. Everything is connecting here. From crises to people to companies, all these coincidental strange connections. Maybe not strange for those who understand the game, but one of those things, you're just like, man, like, how is it that connected and all in our face and people can't see it? Number seven, praising massive lockdowns. In 2020, in 21, cities around the world were subjected to massive and drastic lockdowns causing job losses, suicides, drug overdoses, isolation, mental health issues, domestic abuse, bankruptcies, and homelessness. During this horrific period, children could not attend school for months and were essentially barred from interacting with other children. A slew of small and medium businesses was destroyed while large corporations thrived. Okay, so all the small businesses were choked out while Walmart, Amazon, all those big companies, they thrived. They became richer. They weren't shut down, but the local mom and pop shop, they had to shut down. Devop 91 wasn't at Walmart, but it was at the local mom and pop spot, and they couldn't, they weren't allowed to be open. Does that sound like something that's going on that has to do with the disease or something else going on? Despite all of this, the WEF could not hide its love of drastic, life-destroying lockdowns. In fact, it released a video surrealistically called Lockdowns Are Quietly Improving Cities Around the World. Here's the piece, here's this piece of complete insanity. So let's check this out. They released this video. How quiet was your local area? Okay, so that was good. Okay, that was good. But then there was so much backlash that the WEF deleted the video that we just watched and then posted this tweet. We're deleting this tweet. Lockdowns aren't quietly improving cities around the world, but they are an important part of the public health response to COVID-19. As you can see, despite deleting the video, the WEF kept praising lockdowns. That's because the WEF would love to see COVIDian life become permanent. Remember, DVOC 91 is unstoppable. Number six, take a peek at the future. Judging by comments on YouTube and social media, people absolutely hate videos created by the WEF, but they keep coming because they don't care what you think. They just want to plant their seed of insanity into your mind. In a video titled How Our Lives Could Soon Look, the WEF invites viewers to take a peek at the future, and it is bleak. It's all about making DVOC life permanent. This is how our lives could soon look. Let's take a look at the future. Five ways the pandemic could reshape our lives in the long term. Let's take a look here. You can be identified by your heartbeat. So these are all the ways it's going to make your life better if DVOC 91 never goes away. Digital technology will change the way children learn. Oh, yes. Put your child in front of a computer or a screen and let them learn that way. Not in front of a person, interacting with a person, but interacting with a machine. Oh, yes. How great for the children. And then it says, what pandemic era changes would you like to become permanent? Like they really care what we think or what we like, or they want to be doing other stuff anyway, because ain't nobody I know want none of this stuff. So they actually try to make you feel included or inclusive in this. This video is filled with masked people, Purell dispensers, and QR codes. This is the future they want. Then there's this nugget of insanity. We talked about you being identified by your heartbeat. And it says here, no, go away. The video probably says NASA has invented a system that can ID you from your heartbeat using a laser. As if that wasn't enough, the video shows children stuck at home and being schooled through screens. The video ends by showing people wearing masks outside like crazy people. None. Go away. Number five, pushing for a great reset. As stated above, the WEF perceives the pandemic as an opportunity. It is not only an opportunity to reshape personal existence, but to restructure the entire world structure according to its principles. The WEF calls it the Great Reset. To promote this reset that absolutely nobody wants, the WEF released a propaganda video It really fits the definition of propaganda. Here it is in all of its insanity. So, here is the video, Davos Agenda 2021, what is the Great Reset? And if these videos, the volume is low, just keep in mind these are not my videos, so I can't control the volume on them. For those that say the video is low. But let's hear from the horse's mouth. Let's hear them explain what this Great Reset is. You don't say that that people will point this out as conspiracy. So there is their promotion. And for the WEF's Great Reset, and when you look at the comments here, people are angry. People are furious with what they just watched, what they just seen. This feels like the most overt propaganda I've seen in my lifetime. So many are calling for a Great Reset. No, the elite is calling for it. This is terrifying. No one wants a reset or your version of a better world. No. We don't want this. No one voted for this. The voting ratio on this video proves the point. And see, this is the reason they had to get rid of the dislike button, because so many people were disliking videos. It was like 1,000 to 1. 1,000 dislikes to 1 like. So now on YouTube, when you come there, you see the dislike button, but you don't see how many people hit it. All you see is the likes. You got part of the mind control and manipulation also. Subliminal messages at its finest. Wake up, people. These crooks aren't hiding anymore. So people out there are seeing things clearly. Don't let them make you think this is some conspiracy theory. So notice how even in the video, ridiculizes conspiracy theories while astoundingly confirming these theories. So it tries to demonize conspiracy theorists, but then it says here, global elites plan for your future. This is actually in the video. More of the subliminal images, right? It also announced the death of capitalism. RIP 2020. And again, before Schwab, it was Hitler. National socialism will use its own revolution for establishing of a new world order. No more capitalism. We're going into a socialistic society where you will own nothing and you will be happy. Okay. Also, you have recalibrating, number 4, recalibrating freedom of speech. An easy way to identify world leaders who are groomed by the WEF is through their incessant railing against free speech. They absolutely hate it, and they're constantly calling for the internet to be censored and highly regulated. At the Davos 2022 meeting, Australian eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant stated that we need a recalibration of free speech. Listen to the things they say at these meetings. Let's hear again. We have a horse. We'll hear from the horse's mouth. Let's hear that again. Everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. We're going to have to think of a recalibration of a whole range of human rights. This is what these people are sitting up talking about at these meetings. And your input isn't welcome. Okay? Your input is not welcome here. They're deciding what's best for you. You need a recalibration of your own human rights. And they get to decide what that recalibration is. From freedom of speech, from the freedom to be free of online violence. Oh yes, you cannot forget about that online violence is so terrible. Okay? Online violence is so terrible. It's a huge world concern right now. Here, Grant essentially calls for censorship. She even believes that freedom of speech as a human right should be recalibrated using online violence as an excuse. Right? So they'll use something that really doesn't exist at all in online violence and say, because of that, we must recalibrate your freedom of speech. There is no such thing as online violence. They love to equate speech with violence. It is an extremely manipulative way of justifying China-style censorship. Speech is, in fact, binary. Either it exists or it doesn't, and they clearly don't want it to exist. What else do we have from the WF? Number three, tracking your clothes. The WF wants to control your clothes. Again, you will own nothing and be happy. That means the clothes on your back won't be yours either. You have to share those. It says, and they've made a video about it. Did I mention that people absolutely hate WEF videos? Here's another one that got people's blood boiling. Startup gives clothes digital HDs to help the planet. It says, online digital passports for garments. So your clothes is going to have a passport in it. It's just because they want to track and trace and track, trace, and database everything. Okay? Because people wear clothes. So wherever your clothes are, you are. They know where you are. In case you get any bright idea to try to take the chip out of your body. Okay? And of course, they use the justification of climate change. Textiles generate 10% of the world's CO2 emissions, more than shipping and aviation combined. So because CO2 emissions is going out into the airspace, according to them, that's too big of a carbon footprint. So their solution, you must track your clothes. As if that makes any sense. Check it out. Something key here. It says, but digitally connected products open up new, greener ways of profiting. So how does digitally connected products help? What is the solution? Such as rental. So now you won't buy clothes, you will rent clothes, meaning again, you will own nothing and be happy. No more owning clothes, you will rent clothes and you will share clothes with everybody. Down all the way down to the drawers that you wear on your body. You're going to share those and rent them out and share them with everybody. These are the things that if you're not careful, you might miss. They slip in there. So you got Microsoft, EON, aims to bring billions of garments online by 2025. So they're looking, again, Internet of Things, looking to bring your clothes online by 2025. Brought to you by the World Economic Forum and Uplink. Digital passports in your clothes, backed by Microsoft, yet once again, Gates of Hell. All right. RFID chips and QR codes everywhere. You notice when you go to a restaurant now, they don't have menus anymore. They have a QR code on the table, and you must scan the code to get the menu because of the lockdown. Oh, yeah, they're getting you used to a digital world. Number two is what says, the video makes sure not to mention that this technology would be a great way of tracking those who ditch their smartphones. But ditching your smartphone might become impossible. So that leads us to number two. Smartphones will be in your body by 2030. At the 2022 Davos meeting, Nokia CEO Pekka Lundmark claimed that by 2030, smartphones will be implanted directly into the body. This would coincide with the coming of 6G technology, which is expected to be launched by the end of the decade. So here it is. They don't even have 5G up, and they're talking about launching 6G. All right? Cell phones in your body. No more cell phones in your hand. That purpose has served its purpose and long coming gone. Now it needs to be in your body, which is the ultimate goal. So let's check this video out here. There it is, the Nokia CEO telling you in plain sight, your smartphone is going to be in your body. It's going to be a smart mark. Okay, you want to access the internet, it's going to come through the mark of the beast. You want to make a phone call, it's going to come through the digital frequency that the mark of the beast is going to give you access to, through the telekinesis and the telepathy. The reason why they're investing in so much in sound waves and mind control. It says here, for years, this site has been documenting the elite's incessant push for transhumanism, which is the merging of humans with machines. They're looking to accelerate this transition by making things people cannot live without, such as smartphones available in transhumanist form. Are you noticing their creepy eagerness to insert things in our bodies? Number one, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. This is probably the most dystopian moment in WF history. In 2016, Ida Auken, a member of parliament in Denmark, said, "Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better." The WEF loved the quote so much that it tweeted about it. So here it is. And look at this lady's, look at her eyes. Okay. Look at her body language. Does she look like she's in reality right now, or does she look like she's somewhere else? And I'm saying that she's not even in her own body. And so she's the one that said this, made this statement. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing have no privacy, and life has never been better. There was also a video created titled 8 Predictions for the World in 2030. Here's a screenshot. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. They love to put their prediction phrases in a non-conditional form as if they're an inevitability. But look at this smiling guy. He's clearly happy. Thank you, WEF. So this is an article on WES website. It says, I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes, writes Danish MP Ida Auken. Shopping is a distant memory in the city of 2030, whose inhabitants have cracked clean energy and borrow what they need on demand. It sounds utopian until she mentions that her every move is tracked. And outside the city life, swaths of discontent, the ultimate vision of society split in two. In this dystopian future, there are no products you can own, only services that are rented and delivered using drones. This system would make all humans completely dependent on WEF-controlled corporations for every single basic need. There would be absolutely no autonomy, no freedom, and no privacy, and you'll be happy. And then we have here, honorable mention, individual carbon footprint tracker. So at the DAWA 2022, they announced the development of an individual carbon footprint tracker. Let's hear it here from Alibaba Group President, J. Michael Evans. So we're hearing it from the horse's mouth tonight, family. Is this still conspiracy theory? Like, they can call it whatever they want to call it. At the end of the day, nobody wants this stuff. So because I say I don't want it, that doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. It's just not for me. If it's for you, you do it. You take it. You go live in that life and make this utopian society. And if what you're saying is how we're living life is going to fail, then that's our right to fail in that type of life. That means that you go live your life that way and we fail and we're gone and you live, you continue to live this utopic life that you're claiming it's going to be. Okay? We're trying to force people into this. Only makes your case that much less valid. And it only makes our case more validated. In conclusion, upon reviewing the list, two common themes become obvious. The first theme is penetration. That's a sodomite. Okay, a sodomite is looking to penetrate. Okay, allow penetration, meaning you're trying to penetrate against my will, against my desire. That's a sodomite. The WEF wants to penetrate governments, and not just governments, our bodies, okay, using global leaders, aka Manchurian candidates. It also wants to penetrate our body through pills, microchips, injections. It also wants to penetrate our mind using sound waves, censorship, and propaganda. That's a sodomite. Looking to overimpose themselves and penetrate. The other theme is control. They want to control what we think, where we go, what we say, what we eat, and what we wear. Do you know who agrees with the WEF? China. Censorship is widespread. A social credit system controls people's behavior. And DVOC is still used as an excuse for massive lockdowns and total population control. Not to mention the literal concentration camps. Despite all of this, Chinese officials are constantly present at WEF meetings. Why? Because China is basically a laboratory for the WEF's policies. So that's why it always starts in China. Okay, China is the laboratory of the WEF. They do it there first, and then they look to bring it to other places, other countries. Okay, so very, very good article there on the 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the WEF. And so I have questions for this global organization. And to make my, you know, proclamation to them that, that these things that they're into are creepy to me. And I'm not for it. Okay? And that doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. That just makes me someone who doesn't want that stuff. All right? Next article. So not only did you have the Davos that met, but a few days ago, you also had Bilderberg Group meets in secret to discuss disinformation. So Bilderberg is just another name, very similar to the WEF or to the Davos, where these group of global elites get together their plans on world domination and control over us. So their main topic was discussing disinformation. This comes out blacklistednews.com. This is the 68th annual Bilderberg Group meeting in Washington, D.C. The first meeting was in 1954. Let's check out some of this year's attendees. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, CIA Director William Burns, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. This guy's everywhere. Former CIA head David Petraeus and Senator Kirsten Sinema. The Prime Minister for the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, is also an attendee, as well as Canada's Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, who this year ordered banks to freeze the accounts of civil liberty protesters. So not only is Canada, I mean, they're doing so much in Canada right now, banning handguns, they also ordered to freeze the accounts of those who are protesting. These are some of the things discussed at Bilderberg. Geopolitical realignment, NATO challenges, China, Indo-Pacific realignment, Sino-U.S. tech competition, Russia, continuity of government and the economy, disruption of the global financial system, disinformation, energy security and sustainability, post-pandemic health, fragmentation of democratic societies, trade and deglobalization, Ukraine. So they're now looking as ways to combat what they would call disinformation, or in translation, those of us that are asking questions, those of us that aren't any of this stuff, because we're getting this stuff from their website. So how is that disinformation if these are your websites, your words? Okay, that's not disinformation or misinformation. Okay, or else you're calling your own stuff disinformation and misinformation, which that I can agree with. Okay, don't call me a disinformant or a misinformant when I'm just repeating your disinformation and misinformation. That's on you, not me. Okay? So the real culprits have exposed themselves. All right, and about to take a break here in a moment and go to our second segment here, but we have a video here and we talked about this. Okay, we read an article on this, I believe, last broadcast about the majority of the world's countries giving up sovereignty to the WHO. So again, these are globalists looking to seize global control, and they need you to give up your sovereignty. So let's check this video out here real quick. So here it is. We just went through a whole New World Order global takeover agenda and program and initiatives laid out by the WEF with Davos 2022, also the Bilderberg meeting. And at this time when they're making all these decrees of global takeover through these initiatives, 198 countries are looking to give up sovereignty and sign it over to the WHO, meaning that in the event that there's a pandemic declared by the WHO, the WHO takes over all power of the countries that have signed over their sovereignty, meaning you have no rights. The WHO tells you, under a pandemic, we have control, we have power over you to tell you what you can and can't do. Okay? So that's what's going on right now. And I want to play a intermission video here as we are getting ready to go into segment two. Now that we have spoken about Davos 2022, we're about to go into the upcoming financial hurricane. But before we do, let me have a quick moment to share with you some promotion here. We have for Officer Pala, a new album entitled Circumspect. So let me play this little promotional video here a couple times. 1 second. All right, so that is the latest project from Officer Pala, album titled Circumspect. All right, so make sure you're supporting the family. Support the brother and his work. Definitely very talented brother. And moderator, Life Pro Records, if you could put the link, I have the link here in the on a promotion, but if you could put the link in the chat where brothers and sisters can go to get this and check out this album to support this brother's work, please drop that off there in the chat, all right? As we segue over now to the segment of tonight's broadcast, we dealt with Davos 2022. Now let us deal with this upcoming economic hurricane, all right? I know brothers and sisters can take a look at your grocery stores, at your, gas stations. I mean, heck, even me, I had a auto insurance policy just renewed, and it went up $50 as the coverage for auto insurance here in Texas has gone up statewide, all right? So everything is going up. What is that going to lead to? Well, some are calling it, one thing. Some are calling it something else. Well, let's hear from the experts on what they say is coming. So we have here Jamie Dimon, at the Strategic Decisions Conference, says get ready for an economic hurricane. Let me rewind that. I didn't have the video up here. Let me get the video back up here. All right. Jamie Dimon says get ready for an economic hurricane. All right. So now, Jamie Dimon. I'm not going to play it again. Just going back here. So he's the chief executive officer of J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. Okay. As the economy struggles against fiscally induced growth, quantitative tightening, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So here it is. All we heard about was Ukraine. It died with 2020. How the economy is out of balance. Okay. And now we have the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase saying that we are getting ready for an economic hurricane. So we have it here on CBS News. Jamie Dimon says interest rate hikes and Ukraine war will cause economic hurricane. You see how this war in Russia fits right in? Remember, this war in Russia and Ukraine was actually, I mean, it's all throughout their books. I think the Great Narrative. There's so many papers we've gone through. I'm trying to keep up, but I remember there's so many papers we've gone through where Russia and Ukraine are mentioned. I think it may be that monkeypox simulation they did, it was mentioned. So many different books and white papers mentioning this thing with Russia and Ukraine and how it's going to affect the whole world. And the swabster calls it an unstoppable war. And the Federal Reserve now, in the midst of this inflation, is now looking to raise rates. We've been dealing with negative interest rates. And now they're looking to raise the rates. So three factors, three headwinds, Russia's war in Ukraine, the government-fueled consumer spending boom, and the Fed's attempt to unwind its balance sheet would combine to create an unprecedented situation. The biggest land war in Europe in more than 70 years is creating uncertainty in a region that supplies many of the world's necessities, he said. How convenient is that? There hasn't been a land war. This is the biggest land war in Europe in more than 70 years. And this particular region supplies many of the world's necessities. How convenient. Wars go bad. They go south. They have unintended consequences. And this happens to be right in the commodity markets of the world. Wheat, oil, gas, and stuff like that, he said. The disruption in grain shipments from Russia and Ukraine, which together provide nearly one-third of the world's wheat supply, is already leading to skyrocketing food prices in Africa and Asia. Why are food prices in Africa skyrocketing? I mean, maybe countries like Egypt, but Africa should be self-sustaining. They shouldn't need outside shipments with this is. Fruitful as a country like Africa is, or a continent. Africa should never starve. With international aid groups warning that hundreds of thousands of people could starve this summer. Meanwhile, rising energy prices are squeezing the budgets of households and nations alike. Against this backdrop, Dimon said the Fed also has to scale back a government aid-fueled spending boom during the coronavirus recession, including unemployment benefits and business loans that led Americans to save $2 trillion above normal levels. Remember all that stimulus money they've been pumping out? And you got all these people out here running around with no jobs, and you got a worker shortage with hiring now signs everywhere? Yeah, that money. You can't just print up a bunch of money and send it out and think there's not going to be repercussions. All this is by design. He said, you're looking at something they're going to be writing history books on for 50 years. And added, he is girding for huge volatility. Diamond's dire warnings underline the economic.